What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? Well, he doesn't even know what it's called.
What's it called? What's it called?
Hello. Hello. What's it called?
Hello, everybody. What's it called?
What is it called?
Here's what happened. I gave myself too many things to do today, and so we just stopped and started the recording like a few times because I felt insane, and I just needed to sit.
Sometimes you need to sit. Sometimes all I do in a day is sit.
Yeah, we were talking about how, like, this town, Los Angeles, that we're in this beautiful shitty park, it just really trains you to move, to go. You got to do, I got 30 projects and they're all due today. And
yeah.
You look at, and Caleb was saying if he has more than one thing in his Google Calendar, he hates it.
I hate it. I'll even delete it when I'll be like, fly to Atlanta. And then it'll go, and then I'll have the show under it.
And you'll delete it once you fly?
I'll delete one, 'cause I'm like, I don't need to think about both. I want to fly to Atlanta, then I'll delete that one and add the show. I just don't like, it's like, I don't know if they can see, it's like, I don't want to be busy near palm trees.
Yeah.
Sunshine. I'd be busy in New York. Ugh, hunched over.
Why it's hunched tough. Over?
It's New York. You got to keep the snow off your ears.
Totally. Well, also, everybody has a hunchback in New York City.
They're all hunchbacks.
All the white people, anyway.
All those white hunchbacks in New York. That's the name of this episode.
White hunchbacks.
I just want to chill, and that's why I like this podcast. We're just naming stuff. It's hard to be, like, swamped.
Yeah.
Like, imagine us, like, we got papers in our hands on our desk. We're like, Dave, I need that new name for the Statue of Liberty on my desk. By five.
Yeah. People are always like posting photos of them making stuff like the right. Process or whatever.
On set. Set life.
Yeah.
Set life.
For us, someone takes a photo of us making this show and we're just beating each other to death. Fuck you, dude. That is a bad name for the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
You idiot. God.
It no, would it's be funny. Awesome if we had a Beatles style breakup where it was like, I'm gonna name things. we still do it at the park. You're way over there. I'm recording my own. We're like Opie and Anthony. Dave, I didn't like his name for The Godfather.
Dude, yeah, we have to keep doing the podcast because it's so popular that it pays both our livings and like an entire team.
Yeah.
But
and I host mine with Jim Norton. It's just me and Jim Norton, and you gotta host.
And mine is with Barack Obama. And no, I love the idea that we still do it, but we don't talk to each other. So we're 100 feet away from each other in this park, but our managers sit in these chairs. And they're like, well, Caleb would like to riff the following.
Oh, yeah.
Caleb would like it if Dave could please refrain from riffing in this way. The riffing is getting out of hand on this stupid podcast. My client prefers to call it dumb.
It's like, and then they're showing you the document. They're like, riff here, chime in here, initial here. I'm like, it's too much.
Can we redact this riff?
No, we're getting there. We're getting there.
We're working it out, man. No, I am trained. I am always doing a ton of shit.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to like make a lot of shit. But what I do that's wrong, that I envy you, you're very good at having a chill schedule, at least from an outsider's perspective, it seems like.
You ask anybody, no, that's real.
It's good,
I'm really not doing anything.
Nobody wants me.
Yeah. Dude, I love when somebody will message me, and they're always like so like apologetic. They're like, I know you have a million things going on. I just wanted to say that I love you. Uh-huh. And I'll be like, you think I'm too busy? I'm like, how well do you think my career, like, if you think I'm busy, how busy is The Rock in your mind? Like, how could he, I maybe have, per month, I have like 3 things I have to do. Really?
Right.
I really don't have that much. And I wow. like it that way.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you should like it that way. We didn't get into this to like, I have recently really realized that I don't know if the amount of stuff I give myself to do is bad because I do like making things, but my feeling that I got to crank stuff out, yeah. I think is harming me more than helping me, because while it's good to release shit, like today, I'm doing my Twitch show later. I'm doing the show with you. Both things I love and will continue to do because I have so much fun doing both. But in my mind, I was like, ooh, if I do them on the same day, then I'm doing all my outdoor stuff the same day in this pandemic. So that's probably smarter. And then I'm already out and I'll just crank through it all. But what I ignored in that, in all of that thinking was that I wasn't going to relax at all the whole time.
Right.
And it's like, why am I doing it then? That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, the whole point of relaxing, like, that's the point of life.
Why did I become a comedian?
Right.
To not, like, if I'm not going to relax, I might as well, you know, be president, which would be easy for me to do.
It would.
And
you'd be pretty good.
Thanks, man.
You'd be pretty good.
Yeah, dude, I'd be bad at some stuff, but
I'd be good. Isn't it crazy to think if you were president, you would be top five?
Immediately. Anybody. That's what's funny. Anybody who becomes president who hasn't yet been president starts off at the top.
You would be, you'd be for sure, without a doubt, top 10. I'm pretty sure top 5. I doubt you'd have a slaves. So that's immediately you're in the top 30.
Right. Right, I know. Isn't it funny how, like, Lincoln freed the slaves, so we're like one of the best presidents ever. And it's like, yeah, but he went the whole time, like most of his presidency, he didn't.
Right.
I got to say, you know?
Yeah, he really, people are like, first 100 days, ending slavery? And he's like, you know what? That might be a second term. After, see me about that after the election. We need to work on these tariffs.
Yeah, totally.
Right. It's like,
we're trying to figure out if Louisiana should be a state. I have no idea about history. I think it already was.
We need to focus on stealing the rest of America.
Yeah. We could free the slaves, or we could steal California from Mexico.
Everybody's like, oh, I mean, pretty good. Yeah, so you wouldn't do that. You probably wouldn't steal any Mexican territory. I know you pretty well. I've known you for about 10 years now.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you steal any land.
I know.
I think
well, I think today's a good day to start. This is my land. Get my flag, Caleb. It's just a white flag with my picture on it, and I like stick it in the ground.
Oh, no, that's good. We should start to try and steal every block of L.A.
Just
with a big
put
flag at your head.
Down like on the moon.
Dave Town.
I've always thought it was so funny. How funny is it that we put an American flag on the moon?
Right.
I've always, and I'm probably not even close to the first person who brought this up, but America makes it to the moon, and we're like, the moon is America. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's a whole other.
And then we just didn't go back.
Right. Well, we tried. And then Tom Hanks fucked everything up.
I know.
And then Kevin Bacon died.
You know, he got COVID on the moon. Tom Hanks got COVID on the moon.
Yeah.
We didn't know until later.
That's how we got it. Yeah. That's why I was 13. Very unlucky.
Well, I wonder what percentage of people think Tom Hanks did go to the moon.
Oh, yeah. It's at least 1%. It's at least 1% of people on Earth. That's what's... There's so many people on planet Earth that, like, 1% of human beings...
Yes.
...think the dumbest shit you could possibly think. There's, like, millions of people who think the Earth is hollow and that a superior race lives in the middle of the Earth.
Right. And then because a lot of people have the thing, or maybe it's just me. So I forget if unicorns are, that's the one I forget about a lot.
Oh, unicorns are real.
But I can't remember, sometimes
ghosts.
I can't remember if they are or not.
Narwhals are real.
Narwhals are real, and rhinos are real.
Unicorns are not real.
I know they're not real. But sometimes I have to think for a second.
Oh, I see.
You know?
Whether they're real or not, right.
You know, like, I bet it 20% of America thinks Sylvester Stallone did box.
Oh, I see. So you're empathizing. You're saying they're not, like, that dumb if they think that.
Well, most people aren't trying to think about anything.
Right.
You know, most people are like...
Yeah, I mean, if a... I thought, because unicorns aren't real, I thought narwhals were made up until like a year ago.
Right. And I, until just now, I didn't know if those were real.
Oh, yeah, they're real.
They're an elf.
They're called fat unicorns. That's the... that's the...
Also, that's so lazy. Unicorns is just like, it's just like many other, it just, it's not that much. You just put a little thing on there.
It's also like, lazy. Why, what's really the difference between a unicorn and a rhinoceros? Zero.
I don't know.
I can't think of a single thing that's different.
Not much. And I haven't even seen a rhinoceros. I don't know if they're real. And I'm just going off.
How funny would it be if the first time you saw a rhinoceros, you found out that they were like 12 inches long? All the videos were just them in little puddles. Oh, no, that's hippos.
Are hippos little?
No.
I haven't seen anything.
They're in water. Rhinos aren't in water. You haven't seen anything?
No.
Ever?
You know how people see the Mona Lisa and they're like, it's like the size of a headshot, and you're like, the hell?
The Mona Lisa sucks, dude, and you can fucking quote me on that, man. It's trash. We should, not this episode, because we already have a game plan. And, you know, with this podcast, we never deviate from the plan.
Yeah, we got a plan.
We should rename the Mona Lisa sometime.
Got to rename the Mona Lisa.
I mean...
We should call it, Leave Her Alone.
Sex Lady. It's so funny. I like, isn't that the thing? Like, no one's ever directly said it to me. But people are like, yeah, what's so amazing about it is her smile. It like implies that she did. And it's like, I guess I could see that probably, you know, back then nobody ever smiled. And when they did, it was like a big smile. So the fact that she's smirking is like, oh, man, that lady just fucked a lady or whatever.
Right, right.
Yeah, that lady just robbed her husband or some
shit.
But now it's like, dude. There's like all sorts of stuff to do. I see people smiling all the time.
Right. I think it's such a ridiculous waste. It's like that is a hot dog a sandwich shit. It's like, mm-hmm. Is she smiling? Mm-hmm. It's a drawing.
Yeah. He probably fucked up. He probably tried to make her frown.
They didn't know what was poison yet.
Right.
This was a long time ago, and no one smiled. No one smiles in paintings. No one smiled in pictures until like the 50s.
They didn't even invent the camera until 1987.
No, and people. I don't think people smiled in life. I don't think they were smiling and then stopped in a picture. I think life was bad. No one was happy.
Right.
And that's how it was. The Mona Lisa isn't that. She's not smiling.
Yeah.
And she doesn't exist.
And it doesn't matter. Like, it just... So she has a little wry smile. We are being absolute Neanderthals right now because it has impressed millions and millions of people over the years. But yeah,
do farts. So does the sun.
Wow.
Is it God? Yeah, you're impressed. It's the sun. It's not God.
Damn, that's so crazy to think. It had never occurred to me. But yeah, the Mona Lisa, since it's like the most known, most popular painting of all time, it's just like the Justin Bieber of paintings. Mm-hmm. It's like, heck, right. I had never really thought about that.
Right. It's a...
Wow. The Mona Lisa is the Backstreet Boys. It's NSYNC.
Yeah. It's just popular. And it's popular because I think it sticks in people's head better somehow. You know, and then it gets parodied easily. I don't know. It's just there. It's just there. Nothing wrong with it, but it's not... I think he would be floored by how much... time and effort has been spent.
It was Da Vinci, right?
Yeah.
I always forget who did the Mona Lisa. But didn't Leonardo da Vinci, he also like invented the helicopter and stuff?
I mean, he drew one.
He drew one.
Yeah.
Man, I'm pretty stupid.
No, but that's...
I think I'm real smart, but
To me, those are the same. People are like, look, it's a helicopter. It's like, it's a drone. No.
I'm just saying, like... I feel like if he drew a helicopter, that's more interesting than a woman smiling.
Right.
Anyway,
well, maybe that was the happiest no woman had been even questioning, is she... Like, before then, all women were just screaming
this sucks.
In frustration and...
This really blows,
righteous
man.
Indignation. And then he,
everyone was like, whoa, wait.
Right.
What'd she do that made her even a little happy?
Right. People didn't even know what was going on in her head.
We got to kill Galileo.
The front of her head looks different than all women that are looking at me.
What's with her mouth? She eating? What's she eating? What's she eating in there? Who chews like that? Chew makes you look like you're smiling, idiot. I don't know who this character is.
I like it.
President Barack Obama.
That was Obama. Hey. Boy, are we done with impressions of him, or is that not?
I don't think so. Yeah, no, they suck. Hey, welcome to What's It Called?
Welcome.
Huh?
Cold Open's over.
I'm fucking Dave Ross, dude. Yeah.
And I'm Caleb Shitsignin.
Caleb Shitsignin. You heard it? Yeah. Was shitting my ass. Man, two people tweeted the phrase "was shit my ass."
We're getting it going.
Me. I'm so happy.
You know, you don't have to have that many people tweeting about it for it to be trending. I've noticed on Twitter, it'll be like trending with 1,200 tweets.
Right. So we only 1,200 of you could write "with shit in my ass" at both of us in the span of a day. We'll get it going.
I would love it. Because we got stuff to rename with shit in our ass.
Dude, shout out to Andy, by the way, for making a poster for Boat, the actual name of Titanic.
Boat.
Thank you.
Man.
Getting a lot of leverage with Dude, Where's My Sled?
Dude, Where's My Sled?
And I don't know why I said leverage. I really don't know what that means.
Leverage. Yeah, we're using that to get more money for our movie.
From the Russian government.
Yeah. We're leveraging that meme. Those were two good ones. Boat and Dude, Where's My Sled. That's up there. So we got to rename some other classics, and I think it's going to be really good.
Caleb and I are such jerk-offs that we loved our riff about Dude, Where's My Sled so much, we texted about it for like 2 days straight.
Yeah.
We did it on our own podcast and then called each other, and we're like, hey, remember that thing we said to each other? And then we were like, yeah. And then we texted about it, and then I made a flyer for it and texted it to him, and then we talked about it more.
So we like this podcast a lot.
Yeah.
You think you like it. I know you love it. Woo. You don't miss an episode. But we are the biggest fans, and we're like, I can't get enough of it.
I like me.
It's like, I think about this podcast the way like LeBron thinks about basketball, where he's just like, I love it so much.
Totally.
It means everything to me. And I'm like, we invented our own sport, and it's my favorite.
Totally. And one day my son's going to play What's It Called. And he's going to be better than me when he's 18.
And I'll make sure to take most of his money and leave him penniless.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck LeBron.
That's right. But we got stuff to name.
Dude.
We got stuff to rename.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if we're going to top Boat.
Boat, I mean,
I don't know.
I feel like any movie could be named Boat, though. Because name a movie that doesn't have a boat in it. Like, movie Dave doesn't have a boat in it. The one about the presidential impersonator, and I think that's the only one.
Pi, Life of Pi.
Mm-hmm. Pi and Life of Pi don't have boats. But then again, I've never seen them.
Right. I think that Patriot Games might have a boat in it.
Yeah, I think they all do. Movies like boats.
I know a lot of James Bond movies have boats in them.
Dude. Let's rename Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Okay. All right.
We posted it on Twitter. We'll say some of your answers later in the episode. But I like Sergeant Pepper's. I would also love to rename any other fucking Beatles album. Did we come up with a name for Mona Lisa? I think we should finish
Mona
that
Lisa
one, too.
Should be called... we got Leave Her Alone.
Sex Lady, I think, is pretty good.
Sex Lady.
Leave Her Alone. Leave Her Alone is... good.
All right, you pick Leave Her Alone or Sex Lady.
Yeah, you pick. Do it live. Tell us right now.
Well, I wonder if I would like to see that title as like a movie title on there, like that's the poster for the movie, and see if that makes it look like she's smiling or not. If it says Leave Me Alone, it probably will look like a frown, and Sex Lady will probably look like she's like... So I want to know. That's an experiment.
Yeah, it's like one of those eye games. Damn, dude, I can't think of words today. Eye games?
Eye games.
You know, tricks, mind tricks, mental vision tricks.
Eye,
the one
eye
where one's
doctor.
An old lady and one's a young lady.
Ooh, a visual, an optical illusion.
Optical illusion.
I was thinking, remember Magic Eye? You'd stare at it and
totally.
Nothing would happen.
What if, yeah, dude, what if we call Never Leave happened. Her Alone and it turns out that the Mona Lisa is a magic eye painting? And everyone's like, wow, she's coming out at me. Jesus, get back in the painting, lady. Why are you smiling in my face?
Get back in the painting,
hey,
lady.
Hey, get back in the painting, you dumb woman.
That's a guy who just has no idea he's hallucinating. Hey, these broads jumping off paintings.
Yeah.
Get back in there.
We put acid in your coffee, Daryl.
Remember when Burger King tweeted, women belong inside a painting?
What has happened? The world is so stupid. What happened?
It's bad.
With Burger King, what are we doing?
You know what we should? I would like to rename a few Beatles albums. I'm a big Beatles fan.
Me too.
But not of the first half. They were not good for a
while. Oh, you didn't like that stuff? It was corny.
Oh, my
stuff
lord.
Was like, I love my wife.
They're British.
I love my wife.
British 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Who are holding their guitars up here.
Like.
Yeah, totally. It was like an NSYNC never had sex.
None of them are even as good as the Friends song. Those first couple albums where it's like, so no one told you life. If you told me that was a Beatles song, it's just as good as everything they did before Rubber Soul is the Friends song to me.
Damn, dude, that's so true.
It's not impressive. It's not interesting. I mean, it's better than the other bands from then. But they were all bad.
Totally. And it's all, it's, man, every song is the same. It was all about being in love. And then she, I yeah. bought her a rose. I took off her clothes. Or whatever.
I don't remember that, but I don't think they were just holding hands.
I
until,
guess that's true.
Until Bob Dylan gave them weed, they were holding hands.
Until Bob Dylan gave them
Bob
weed.
Bob Dylan gave us some weed now. We all got our dick sucked after. We didn't know before. And it's also like, he gave him weed, just weed, and then Sgt. Pepper's hat. It was like, that was not, that's what, that weed does not do.
That's so, God, so I would have killed to be there when the Beatles met Bob Dylan.
Oh,
Bob
yeah.
Dylan, the biggest piece of shit in human history. The guy's just like, the guy's just like made of dirt. He's just like, hey, what are, who hey. Are you? What?
Hey, you guys thought about singing worse?
The guy who was dating Joan Baez, and then she was like, we should keep making protest songs. And he was like, no, I want to be famous.
God.
So you're dumped, and we don't hang out anymore. I don't know. I love Bob Dylan. I'm a huge fan. I just think that he's a scumbag.
He's obnoxious, though.
Yeah. And so is John Lennon. They're
and then,
both.
Like, you ever see that interview where Bob Dylan's like, sold my soul to the devil? And they're like,
no?
What? Like, no one's even acting like, oh, interesting. They're just like, what are you talking about? He's like, he's in charge of this life and the next. I sold him my soul for a silver penny. And
yeah.
He's just going on and on about nothing. And it's just like, what are you doing? How he's so insane.
He was already crazy, and then everybody listened to him for 50 years. And now it's like anything he says, he just believes.
I do think he is the voice of a generation, because everyone else his age, you'll be alone with him for a while, they'll be saying stuff. I sold my soul to the, I don't remember.
Between him and John Lennon, my parents' entire generation are dumb.
Oh,
they all think that all you have to do, they're the reason that everybody wrote Black Lives Matter on streets and then didn't change anything. They legitimately believe that if you write no war on the wall,
right.
The war ended.
Staying in bed. I have a huge problem with John Lennon. I just found out George Harrison is good.
Yeah.
So this whole thing, I can't stand his solo stuff. I think John Lennon is just an unbelievably overrated, a mean guy.
Yeah, I mean, he has all the history of abuse and stuff. He's awful.
Just totally bad.
Yeah.
And then just, like, being a dick over there with Paul McCartney, like, oh, who's better, me or him? And it's like, you're being mean to your friends. They're right over there.
Yeah, I mean, who's better, you or him? So, whoever's better, the other one is the second best pop star of all time.
It's
just
so rude. If me and you were hanging out with the Coen brothers... And there's the four of us, and then I'm like, man, who's the best at me or Dave? And they're just like, we're the Coen brothers over here.
Right.
Who's the best, who are the coolest guys? Is it
yeah,
me or
no,
Dave?
But pick
what
one.
Do you guys think? And it's like, we're included in the debate. No!
For some reason, I'm picturing this happening at an Outback Steakhouse.
I do.
We got there early, and we're like, table for four, the Coen brothers are coming. So you're going to want to get us a good table.
Yeah, I just think it's the meanest. It's, oh, dude, you know what it's like? It's like in Wizard of Oz, when when she's like, I'll miss you most of all. And it's like right in front of everybody, all rude.
Yeah.
Like you're going to miss them less.
I don't like it. John Lennon is especially like, I don't know. I used to get real worked up when he would come up because I had just found out about everything he did. But he like cheated on Yoko to the extent where she like hired an assistant for him that looked like a younger version of her because she knew he would cheat on her with that girl so she could control it. And then he like, you know, he ignores one of his fucking sons, and there's rumors about him physically abusing them, and he definitely verbally and emotionally abused them. And it's just like, well, like, I don't know if I can imagine peace anymore, you fucking piece of shit.
Oh, it's hard. And then he'll have one song where it's just like, it's called I Beat Her. And you're like,
what?
You know what I mean? Like, some of his songs, he's just saying things that are like, oh, it kind of sounds like you're saying the thing you do.
Yeah.
Like Woody Allen movies where it's like, oh, that kind of seems oddly close to the crime.
Well, there's literally that song where they're like, and she was just 17.
Right.
Jesse Case has a great sketch about that. Yeah. He like made this sketch where they're recording it, and then Paul stops, and he's like, wait, what? What'd you say?
That's one of my favorite. Jerry Seinfeld did this at the White House. I don't know if you've seen this. It was like they're giving Paul McCartney the Medal of Freedom or something. Mm-hmm. It's like Obama's there, Springsteen's there. And Jerry Seinfeld's on stage. He's like, oh, some of the best lyrics of all time. Paul McCartney's sitting in the front row, and he's like, she was just 16, if you know what I mean. I don't think I do know what you mean, Paul. And it's so funny because it's also like, Jerry, didn't you do... Didn't you?
Wow.
I bet he heard that song and was like, yeah. Like,
oh, wow.
But really funny Jerry line. But yeah, it's like, I guess that's just what people were doing. I don't know. Sounds like everybody...
I mean, it doesn't sound okay to me.
It's not okay, but it's also
like... I think you were saying it was okay, and I think that our listeners heard you say it.
I didn't say it was okay. I'm just saying it was weird to see, because it's funny, and then you stop and go, well, didn't he do that? And
right.
Then Obama's just sitting there, like, with his arms crossed, that big smile, just like...
Oh, my God, this happened that recently?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's the thing. I couldn't agree more. Being in front of Paul McCartney at the White House and being like, I don't know what you mean, is so funny.
I don't know what you mean. But, yeah, it was just it felt like in the sitcom...
Right.
Like he's sitting there eating cereal. I don't know if I do know what you mean.
He also, yeah, and yeah, he did that. Yeah, I don't know. They're both funny things that are completely separate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I enjoy the fact that he made fun of Paul McCartney, and I also hate him.
Right. You don't have to, you could be like we're talking about with the royal family. It's like, it is possible to go, I don't like anything happening over here.
Right.
It's like taking sides in every bar fight. It's like, might be, I don't know, might be bad. Might not be a side.
There's also a thing about, I mean, we're also a generation that grew up with Seinfeld. And right. I think like, I mean, look, I grew up with Seinfeld. I also grew up with insult comedy. Someone doing a big public burn on a celebrity that everyone understands when they can't help themselves is always going to make me fucking laugh.
Always.
But then there's a further thing where like, Seinfeld's cadence, we just all get it.
Yeah.
And like... Dude, he dropped in at a show at the Improv Lab once that I was on.
The Lab?
The Lab, dude. And which is the little room at the Improv.
Wow.
And all comedians talk about how that room is awful. Like, everybody bombs in there.
Yeah, and boy, I would kill to see him bomb in there.
No shit, he didn't bomb. And it wasn't packed. It was really just comedians standing in the back and like six people in the audience who were like, what are we watching, dude? And he went up and he did a set, and what was the most impressive thing about it was it felt like he was sort of evolving, because his whole shit wasn't that cadence. Like, for two or three decades, it was like, that was everything. But it was like pretty conversational. I was like, wow, this is different.
Yeah,
but he had one bit that was so Seinfeldy, and he go, I'll never forget it, because I almost left the room. It hit me so hard. He was like, he'd been doing his like conversational comedy, and then out of nowhere he goes, it's driving here on the 405, some guy gave me the finger. Why this finger? And I was like, come on. He's like, this finger's bad, this finger's good. And he holds up his thumb, and he's like, middle finger bad, thumb good. Every time I get this finger, I always try to remember I'm one finger away from a compliment. I was like, dude, this guy still writes jokes for babies.
I know. It'd be so funny if he was like, Got caught cheating. She cuts off my dick. Why my dick? Couldn't cut off my balls. I got no balls. I still get a hard dick. You're like,
now I'm starting to get it.
That seems a little dirtier than your normal act. No, why the dick? Cut off the dick.
Cut off the dick, dude. Cut off my balls. That's enough. Damn, man. That's so funny. Just like...
Yeah, I mean...
Now, when God made the taint... He's like also Christian.
When God...
Now, when God made the butthole and God made the ball sack, why do you leave a little space in the middle?
Wait, does it? Tom Takkar. You heard Tom Takkar has a bit where he's like Jerry, like Dirty Jerry, where it's like, he's like, one in the pink, two in the stink. And I go, wait, two in the pink, one in the stink. Why so few in the stink?
Tom Takkar is so fucking good at stand-up, man.
That's so I think about it all the time.
If you don't know him, please
check
look him
out.
Takkar is spelled T-H-A-K-K-A-R.
Hell yeah.
God,
check
he's so
out.
Fucking funny,
funny
man.
And let's rename him.
Let's rename Tom Takkar.
Let's call
Tom Brady. Sorry, man.
I mean, that's the theme.
Tom used to go by Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So we're taking it back.
We're taking it back. Let's rename Tom Brady Tom Takkar. Well, they both got to change their name.
Also, if you look at a picture of Tom Takkar, he looks just like the Mona Lisa. And he's always smiling, and it's like, why?
Yeah. Okay, so we do have to rename Sergeant Peppers. You thought we got off track, but we didn't.
We didn't. What was Mona Lisa's name?
Mona Lisa is either a sex lady.
Hello, nurse. How about that?
Hello, nurse.
Okay, hello, nurse. How about...
I think we...
This is a nun. By Leonardo da Vinci. It's a nun, okay?
Well... I think just Mona Lisa and FKA Twigs should just switch names. This is FKA Twigs, and this is Mona Lisa.
Wow, I agree.
I agree, too.
Okay, perfect. Mona Lisa is now called FKA Twigs.
And I think we should call whatever the first couple Beatles albums, well, the first one should be called Not Good Yet. The second one should be called...
that one again.
Still...
Same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing one, same thing two, and same thing three.
The Rubber Soul should be called Bob Dylan Gave Us Weed.
Yeah, Rubber's... I don't know, man. Rubber Soul's great.
Rubber
and
Soul
Revolver's
is good.
Great.
Revolver's real good.
Revolver, I think, is my favorite one.
Right. It's also... There's no way them naming their album was different than this.
No. Especially
Rubble Soul. Rubble Soul.
Yeah.
Revolver.
Somebody say two different words.
Just soul say words till we get one.
All right. Ringo, you talk. And then Paul, you talk. And then we'll put it together.
I wonder how many times Ringo suggested Ringo.
Yeah.
Clearly he likes that name.
Also, what if it turned out after all these years that Ringo was just like... Just like always the voice of reason and they never listen to him. Guys, that name sucks. And he's like, it just turns out he was wrong because the world was on acid. And he's like, can we please not call it that? The Yellow Submarine is what we call meth, man. Please don't call it that. What do you want us to call it? What should we? We all live in a Volkswagen bus.
Right. They're like,
it's too real. We all live in a house on the beach.
Oh man, I like that a lot. We should do a sketch where it's like them all coming up just the worst names ever.
I also love just the just actual honesty. We all live in a 3-bedroom apartment.
Like, yeah, I just don't know why people would listen to that. What if we call this next album Piss Bowls? It's like, I don't know. I think what about Let It Be? And he's like, oh, all right.
Okay, I guess we can call it that if you want to be a fucking coward.
I bet John Lennon was that difficult.
Absolutely.
He's like, I want to write a song called a Piggly Wiggly Ding Dong. And everybody's like, that sounds bad.
And he's like, all right, well, we'll fuck it. I'll bet you it was like, all right, Paul, I'll bet you $10 million that this is a number one Billboard hit. And they're like, fine. And then sure enough, 3 weeks later, Obladee, Oblada.
Oh, my God. I guess at some point they were just like, are there bad ideas?
Yeah.
Like the White Album, there's like at least 15 songs that are just farting into a microphone.
I'm back in the USSR. Oh, I love that song. Why am I talking shit? No, that's a good one. But
yeah. They do some just really weird nonsense ones that I'm just like, you're testing our patience with this.
Yeah, dude.
I know you know how to make a good one.
If anybody else put out a song called Rocky Raccoon,
right,
they would have gotten beaten to death. And I mean it.
It's like, I wonder if that's what Kanye was doing when he did a Swoopity Poop Scoopity.
Yeah.
Where he was just like, the Beatles do it.
I guarantee you that's what he was doing.
It had to be. And he is that good. He's that good.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that anymore, but yeah.
Well, he was.
He's great. He's, but, yeah.
I, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but John Lennon, not a big fan. I think, dude, he was just being a real dick.
I saw an interview with Ozzy Osbourne once.
Yeah.
And it was like 10 years ago, which, how crazy is it that he's still alive?
Unreal.
Yeah, I feel like he's been on life support for 20 years.
Unbelievable.
He ate a bat. He did drugs for...
I remember it was like he was hanging by a thread when I was in middle school.
Yeah.
It was like a joke.
On TV, he had a TV show where the whole thing was...
Yeah. It was like incoherent.
Totally.
And incoherent like he's been awake for an hour. Like, it's not like late at night and he's going nuts partying.
Yeah.
It's like he's waking up making coffee and he's like... I'm like, everybody's like, that's it's elder abuse. He's not even old yet. You're abusing this poor man. You shouldn't be filming this.
Damn, it is elder abuse. I never thought about that. That's funny.
We didn't know about anything. I don't think... It's so weird being alive right now, because it really seems like no one knew anything was wrong.
Yeah.
Other than the Ten Commandments until like 2013.
Yeah,
people
totally.
Were like, wait a minute.
Yeah, totally. 9/11 happened, and then everyone was like, wait, how are you? Like, are you okay? No? That's bad. Oh, shit, man. We should all go to therapy.
Yeah.
And I thought, whoa, look at all this racism. Fuck, man.
It's really weird. Like, nothing. It seems like also people, just the classic thing of, like, casting couch was just, like, a funny joke
I
to
know,
people where
dude.
They were just like, and the people honestly were, like, befuddled where they're like, so you trade the part for sex. What's wrong with that?
I know, dude. We were talking about this the other day, how dropping the soap in prison is trope. And it's like, I in middle school, I was aware of this trope and we were all making jokes. And it's like, wait a minute, we're talking about somebody who just like committed a crime and ended up in prison. Like,
right.
I don't deserve, what?
It almost seems like, from the top down, it used to seem to be baked in. Like, I'm surprised judges didn't even say that when they were banging together. They're like, and jail, where you'll be raped by your peers.
Right.
Like, it almost seems like it was part of the punishment.
Totally.
People are like, shouldn't have got caught.
Right. Well, it's I guess like, you shouldn't have stolen those two VHS tapes from Blockbuster.
Right. It's like, why is that okay that was just part of it?
I feel like, yeah. And then looking back, like, if it's such a commonly known thing, it really feels like we should fix it.
Right. And they're just like, no.
Oh, but I saw an interview with Ozzy Osbourne.
Right.
And it was about 10 years ago, but even 10 years ago, he was, you know, 95 or whatever and couldn't talk.
Yeah.
And in the interviewer was like, so what's next for you? And he's like, well, you know, I'm working on more music. And they were like, oh, you are? And he goes, oh, yeah, I got a lot more music coming. I still haven't made my Sgt. Pepper's. That's what he said.
No, you haven't.
No, you haven't.
You sure haven't, Ozzy.
But, like, every Black Sabbath album is incredible. It will be remembered until the end of time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, yeah, I guess you haven't, but you also have. I mean, Paranoid is, you know what I mean?
It's great.
It's perfect.
I like the first five, I think, are really good.
Everything they made was, they're one of the greatest bands of all time. You made your Sgt. Pepper's, dude. Stay in your mansion,
like,
go to sleep, dude.
You have to just be realistic at a certain point. No one, and this is not ageist, or maybe it is.
Yeah.
But no one does their best thing when they're very old.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
You're just not gonna.
Someone did. But not a lot.
I mean, not rock and roll.
Sure.
Not in rock and roll. Maybe in maybe books.
Ozzy also
Hemingway wrote a good book when he was old. But no one old with an electric guitar is about to get it.
Sure.
He was alive when they invented electric guitars.
He actually said once that...
That might not be true.
They were trying to sound like the Beatles. How funny is that?
Wow, you nailed it.
Yeah, bro.
You nailed it, dude.
That's so funny to think, like, that they just kind of sucked at one thing and invented another as a result. They, like, right. invented a great thing because they were bad at something else.
I think that's how a lot of inventions go, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think about who I legitimately, when I started stand-up, was, like, trying to be Eddie Murphy. And I mm-hmm. didn't see how that wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
That's how dumb I was. At 19, I was like, I'm going to be the next Eddie Murphy. And I thought that was fine. And didn't work.
Right.
But
well, yeah, right. That's what being a young dumbass is.
Yeah.
I don't remember what mine was when I started stand-up.
I don't know. You see, I'm trying to think of who you're... Chris Farley.
Actually, yeah. That's the one. That's actually it.
I'm going to be the next Mr. Bean. I think I'm closer to Mr. Bean than Eddie Murphy, which is sad. It's sad.
I don't know if that's sad. Mr. Bean's great.
I like Mr. Bean, too. Not a sex symbol, though.
That's true. I also love that Sgt. Pepper's was Ozzy's reference point. Like, right. It could have been any other album. But he was like, oh, I still have a lot of albums coming. I still haven't made my Bill Engvall's second album.
I still haven't made my Datitude.
Datitude. Is that a Bill Engvall album?
I know it's several albums.
Datitude.
If you Google Datitude, several comedy works
sure.
are entitled Datitude.
God! Oh! Comedians.
Just like there's like
I
eight,
love you.
There's eight.
But we gotta stop with the pun albums, man. Unless it's a really good one. Obviously,
Our
there
Lord
are exceptions.
And Davier.
And I love, you know, I like a pun, a dumbass, shitty pun as much as the next guy. But for an album name, it just feels crazy, guys. Is it just me? Am I the only one that is annoyed? Datitude. Oh, my God. I'm a son. I have a father. Let's call my album Girls Just Want to Have Son.
I mean,
Alba. Okay, I'm a son. I'm a child. We'll call my album "Girls Gone Child." How about that? Actually, that's like maybe that's like one of the most horrifying names we've come up with.
Girls Gone Child. Oh, don't hashtag that. We're editing that out. But no, yeah. Not all the hashtags are...
All child up.
Yeah.
Man.
So I think we should rename Sgt. Pepper's... Ooh, what if we called it...
Red Boys.
Red Boys.
Red Boys and boys in boys in cars wearing jackets.
Did they ever explain why they were wearing those jackets?
No. That's the funny thing is that like... Sgt. Pepper's is actually a great album. I like it. But one of the reasons I like Rubber Soul and Revolver more are it felt, the weirdness felt way less manufactured, whereas Sgt. Pepper's just felt like they did an ad-libs, or a Mad Libs, ad-libs. They did I couldn't even think of the pun that Mad Libs was. But it just felt like they created like a word generator.
And some of the shit on there sounds like the noise that play when Homer gets hit in the head, and it's just like
totally. It's just like, they started trying so hard to be weird, and the world was like, "Can you believe it?" And it's like, yeah, you all found acid and like tie dye, and everyone's like, "Ooh, what if shit was unexpected?" But just because something's unexpected doesn't mean it's good, man.
Right? It's like I know it was important. It was very important.
That's the name of the album, is what I'm saying.
Dingley dingley. Dingley dingley. That's honest. My buddy Blake always says that they should call a YouTube album Jenga 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 Jenga, like that's all the guitar always sounds like. The edge is always going Jenga 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 Jenga.
Yeah, yeah. Echo Time is the name of every U2 album. There's an echo. I interrupted you.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
Damn.
It's hard to remember stuff. I don't know anything.
Well, yeah. What do you name Sergeant Pepper's then? It's like, how do you name rename something that's so stupid? It's the stupidest popular
okay,
thing.
Okay, so it came after Revolver. They should have called it Knife.
Oh, man. It's called Russian Roulette. No, man. It's like, it's like we're weird. Weird yeah. British men.
Weird British guys.
Weird jacket boys. That really, wow, look at us in a garden making noises. How about that?
We should call it, This Weed Wouldn't Even Get You High Anymore.
Wow, yeah, totally. We smoked swag butt and this is what happened.
The first men who were high.
5 years from now, John's going to be an alcoholic.
That's not a bad title. That is not a bad title.
Yeah. You're not going to believe which one of us sucks.
It's honestly, I think about it sometimes, if they hadn't broke up, there's no way their next album wouldn't have been horrible.
Right.
I think it was the perfect time. It would have been just bad.
Well, what was Abbey Road was after Sgt. Pepper's?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Let It Be, and then that was it?
Yeah, yeah. And Abbey Road's great, but Let It Be is worse.
Yeah, it's worse. Yeah, they were like on their way out.
You can tell. Like any picture of them from Let It Be are just like, ugh.
They hated each other.
God, it's horrible.
It looked like they were in quarantine. Like, get a haircut, you fucking hippies. You know what I mean? Idiots.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah, honestly, here's what we should rename Sgt. Pepper's. Hippie bullshit. How about that? Mr. Weirdo's hippie bullshit. How about
that? Oh, man. It's like, it's honestly, and I love George Harrison, but it's they could have called it, George is probably going to play that sitar he just got a lot.
Yeah, right.
Even in songs we don't need it in.
Sitar's noises and us being sad. Hidden meanings.
Dude, I listened to this one of George Harrison's solo albums. There's a song on one of them called Shanghai Surprise.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not kidding. The hook is like, ding, 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 ding. It's like the most insane shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, have you heard that song Temporary Secretary that Paul McCartney made?
Horrible.
It's the worst song of all time.
Yeah.
It's just like, one day he woke up and he was like, oh my God, secretary kind of rhymes with temporary.
Not That's enough.
The entire writing process. Man, I think I'm going to make an 18-minute song.
Yeah. Oh God. What a nightmare.
I think that we can get, I really don't think we've hit it with the name of Sgt. Pepper's yet.
Sgt. Pepper's, we got to name it.
I think like Diddly Ding Dong or something.
Diddly Ding Dong.
Diddly Ding Dong Garden Jackets.
How about you won't recognize almost anyone in this picture.
Yeah. None of these people are in the band. It's like, yeah.
Diddly Ding Dong Garden Jackets.
Diddly Ding Dong Garden Jackets is pretty good. Riding in cars with jackets is I think, pretty fun.
Riding in cars.
What's something with a garden? Oh, yeah. Garden State. English Garden State.
Garden State. I like Garden
State. The British Garden State soundtrack.
How about we didn't cut any songs?
LSD's nuts.
I think that's the best one I've heard so far. LSD's nuts. How about The Chronic?
Yeah, The Chronic 1965.
Oh, man, someone please Photoshop The Chronic 1965. I think it's 60. I don't know if that's the right year.
Look up the year. It's one whatever of those years. The correct year is.
Please put The Chronic. Oh, that's funny. That's really funny.
The Chronic 1967. I think it's probably 67.
The Chronic 1967.
And it just starts.
They would
like,
have a song called Rat-a-tat-tat.
Yeah,
the Beatles and Dr. Dre both have songs that are all noises.
And there's like noises in the background, and we hear like a little sitar, and then Paul comes on and he's like, all right, what's up, y'all? It's 1967 in here. What's up?
Now I just want to rename every song on Sgt. Pepper's a Dr. Dre song.
Dude, The Chronic 1967 is...
This is called Lyrical Gangbang. This is going out...
This is cult.
On this next track, my man Ringo's gonna sing. It's not normally how we do it, but...
Man, oh, We All Live in a Yellow Submarine is the most boring song ever written, and I'm including Whiskey in the Jar. It's like they heard Whiskey in the Jar, and they were like, man, we should make something more for kids.
Yeah, it's bad. Yellow Submarine's not good.
Yeah, but it's also kind of great. You know what I mean? Like, that's
I guess
kinda...
it's memorable. It seems fun to sing in a bar, but not much.
Right, that's why, because it's fun to sing in a bar.
Fun to sing in a bar. I think they realize they need to sing in a bar songs, because you got to have some of those. Are we going to look at any of the suggestions?
I was just going to say, we got to wrap up, so let's
read. Let's wrap it on up.
Some shit people tweeted at us.
All right. Oh, wow.
Do we get a lot?
I think so.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
I'm scrolling quite a bit here.
Did any of our friends write in?
Looks like I have 19 suggestions.
Okay.
All right, folks. We got, that sounded groovy. What does this button do? That's from Mike McRae, one of my favorite impressionists.
Oh, hell yeah. What's up, Mike?
Mike, that's great. We got Captain Salt and the Brooding Souls Band. That's good.
That's good.
Wow. Yeah. We're going to get replaced as hosts of this podcast.
No shit, dude. Fuck. We shouldn't do this.
All right. We got Professor Higginbotham Shagadelic Hearts Cogswallop.
Say that one again.
Oh, Professor Higginbotham Shagadelic Hearts Cogswallop. Oh my God.
Who said
that's
that
from
one?
Jord Games.
Jord Games.
Here we go. Her Majesty's Flamboyant Parade of Austere Authors and Photographic Collage. That's from The Dandelorian.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, we got Lieutenant Hollywood Thrift Store Wardrobe. We did a lot of drugs. Now here's some songs.
Lieutenant Hollywood's Thrift Store Wardrobe is great. Who's that from?
That's from Lewis.com.
Hell yeah.
We got Featuring Ringo, another one from Jord Games. I think that's fair.
How do you spell Jord Games?
J-O-R-D Games.
G-A-M-E-S? Mm-hmm. Nice, dude.
We got Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Horse, the band.
Dude, Horse the Band is a real band that I love. Do you know Horse the Band?
I don't know Horse the Band. I don't know any bands.
Quick Horse the Band story. They're like a really weird, like, technical metal band.
Mm-hmm. Technical metal?
Yeah, they sound a lot like Dillinger Escape Plan, but if they weren't trying to kill you.
Man, you know all these. I don't know any of these bands.
Sorry, buddy. It's just like, you have to have listened to like a lot of metal to love Horse the Band, because it's just, they change time signatures and instruments all the time, and they're also really funny. Like, when I got into them was in the MySpace era, and their top eight was all pizza. Their top eight friends were all accounts
I
called
like
pizza.
That.
They made a tour documentary once that is 24 hours long. They didn't edit anything out.
I mean, I think they should be a guest.
They're so funny. No, but I saw them open for Velvet Revolver once, which is the Guns N' Roses Scott Weiland band in the early 2000s.
Didn't a banana on one of their covers? They got a banana album
maybe?
Cover? I don't know.
So I saw them because I worked at the radio station in Fresno, and Horse the Band, it must just have been that Slash liked them, because they should not have been on the tour. They're really weird metal, and I was in Fresno, and it's Velvet Revolver, who would have like a Confederate flag on stage and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And just like awful, stupid shit. And so Horse the Band was getting booed. Booed. Maybe it wasn't Velvet Revolver, but it was some dumb rock band that was radio rock. Anyway, they're getting booed. And at the end of every song, the lead singer would go, "Hey, fuck you, all of you pieces of shit. All right. That one was great. This next one's called We Fucking Hate It Here and All You Suck. All right, let's go." It was so funny, dude.
Oh, that's great. Damn.
Okay, so.
I love that.
Who said Sgt. Pepper's and the Lonely Horse, the band?
That is from Fondle Punch.
Yes.
These are all people that were on the news for GameStop, I think. It's all these funny handle names. We got the second song is about how we jack off together. Wow. We got General Tentacles. I like that.
General Tentacles. Can you say the handle of the people?
Adam Hrabic said the jerk off one. That one's funny. General Tentacles is from X Hagusted.
Okay.
All right, here we got one from Rin B. Cage. Don't tell mom the bass player's dead.
I know, dude, that's Andrew Klein, who's a comedian in Iowa. He's so funny.
Oh, man.
He's
I
a keyboard
like that.
Player in an emo band called Ice Hockey. I love Andrew.
We got Passion Potato says, all chorus, no verses.
Oh, that's great.
We got Connor Beals says, Hitler not pictured against band's wishes. Oh, man.
Hitler not pictured against band's wishes.
We got
wishes.
Satellite by P.O.D. by the Beatles.
Oh, that's great.
By the baddest bitch in Target. We got Call It Dumb People Town. Wow, people keep replying as we're speaking.
Dumb People Town is such a funny name for Sgt. Pepper's Dumb Lonely People Hearts Town. Club Band.
That's from Winslow Dumaine.
Oh, dude, he's a comedian in Chicago.
We got Aleister Crowley fucked George Bush's mom. That's another one from the Dandelion.
That's Dan Umpthin, who's another comedian in Iowa.
We got Colonel Pooper's Smelly Farts Stink Bad by M.J. Kitzman. And then
damn,
we have
dude.
A bunch of Beatle-ass Brits by Jason Kastroisme.
Dude, M.J. Kitzman is another comedian in Iowa. We got
wow.
an Iowa comedian
shout out
heavy.
To Iowa.
Yeah, dude.
I'm very impressed. Those were some great names.
Dude. What was the one that made, there was one in there that really made me lose my fucking mind.
I think I remember. I think it was a few down there. Professor Higginbotham, Shagadelic Hearts, Codswallop.
Jesus Christ.
That's hard to beat.
That's so good.
That is hard to beat.
The Horse the Band one was good. What was, oh man.
The second song is probably, I mean, it's all these are funny. But there's nothing, the most second. British sentence I've ever heard in my life is Professor Higginbotham, Shagadelic Hearts, Codswallop. That's just a great, that's a wordsmith right there.
Hitler not pictured against the
that's
band's
just
wishes.
Too good.
It's so funny.
Oh, boy. Thank you so much. I had no idea we'd get that many. That we tweeted that like an hour ago.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you guys so much for tweeting in. Yeah, we're going to figure out a regular time to record this so y'all know every week.
Yeah,
then,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And then hopefully we can get you in here every week.
Nice. Well, I think we did it. This was really fun. This
dude,
one made me laugh so hard.
There is one more of the Beatles ones I'm not remembering. Fuck. That was so crazy. I'll remember it. We'll talk about it next time.
Yeah, we'll get a clip. We'll edit. It'll be great.
But the Chronic 1967 fucking...
I like that one too.
Yeah, dude.
But hey, please feel free to, if you got extra time, we know you don't like to work at work.
Fuck
take
work.
A little time, get on Photoshop, make us some, we love the posters.
We love, man, like truly this podcast is such a joy. I have so much,
really
like
is.
I'm just so grateful for it, you know?
Yeah.
We say it every week, but it's so fun and I'm just so grateful for you for listening and participating and subscribing. You know, share it with your friends if you dig it. We are trying to get the word out, and anything helps. But also, if you don't want to, whatever, man, we're just having fun.
We are having fun, mm-hmm. and we love you, and God bless you. Keep tweeting, keep tagging.
Yeah.
I'm at Dumb Caleb.
I'm
still starting over. It's been a year of this new Twitter account. It's not going great. No one knows it's me. My other, and people still tag the account that got banned for tweeting as Joe Biden. So please give me a follow. It's no one sees my tweets.
At Dumb Caleb.
At Dumb
yeah,
Caleb.
Let's
please,
help him get followers. I'm at Dave to the Ross.
Follow me.
I'm doing good. I don't need any more.
He's doing great.
Very popular.
I was up to 7,000 and then they took it all away. So please give me a follow. Tell your friend. I have some good tweets.
Yeah. You totally, dude.
I try. They're getting better.
No, you're fucking real stupid on Twitter. I love it, man.
It's real dumb. Dumb
I also
Caleb.
Think the name Dumb Caleb is great, and you should make it everything.
Yeah,
because it's
guess
so
you're
good.
Because right. No one knows how to spell my last name anyway. But give me a follow. This is so fun. We're gonna keep naming stuff, and we
yeah,
will never
dude.
Stop.
I'm at David the Ross on stuff, and
hell
we'll see
yeah.
you next week.
Bye. I love you.
I love you so much. I love you more than Caleb does.
That's true.
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? No, he doesn't even know what it's called. What's it called? What's it called?
What's it called is produced by Hold the Phone Comedy. Holdthephone.tv. Yeah.